pull it, okay? And if you want it to go away, you
push it.
Okay. If you pick up something really heavy and you have to carry it a certain distance, other than carry, might you say another word?
Probably haul.
Or how about, would you say lug?
Yeah. Yeah. Lug it around, yeah. My brothers say that.
Your brothers say
yeah.
About what?
Anything.
Okay, how about tote?
I usually don't use tote. I think my family does occasionally.
Does it mean heaviness?
No.
It just means carry anything?
Right. Tote, I would think would have a connotation of something light rather than heavy.
Yeah. Okay, how about
just something that would be a pain in the neck. You just have to tote it around.
Oh, I see. Something you didn't do. Not heavy, but you wish you didn't have
right,
to carry it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever say packed?
No.
Okay. If there's a hot stove on and the kid is reaching for it and they're going to burn themselves, you'd say to him,
don't do that.
Or don't what?
Don't touch the stove.
Right. Okay. And if you want something, you might say to somebody, would you please go and
get it for me?
Okay. You know when you have to count to 100 and you're it and everybody goes and gets behind a tree or something?
Hide and go seek.
Okay. And when you play that, what do you call the place that you have to touch to be safe?
Home, I guess.
Okay. And what do you call in football when they score?
Touchdown.
Or the posts?
Goal post.
So.
Or a goal. It's a goal.
Okay. And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. And then if they did, you'd say they
caught it.
And you say they have
caught it.
Okay. And if you are going to meet somebody and they say, I'm going to be late, you say, it's okay, I'll
wait for you.
Okay. And if a little kid maybe you were going to punish him, and he might say, oh, just give me one more
try
or
chance.
Okay. If somebody is in a very good mood, another word, you might say he's in a good, or he has a good sense of, if he's funny.
Humor.
Would you ever say humor to mean mood? He's in a good humor?
I wouldn't, no.
Okay, but you'd use it for a sense of humor.
Right.
Okay. And you want to eliminate something, you say you want to
get rid of it.
Okay. And let's say you say someone really did not know what was going on, but he wanted people to think he did, so he was pretending. So you might say he didn't really know, but he was putting on a show. So
mm-hmm.
You say he knew it all.
He thought he knew it all, or
if he
acted like he knew it all.
Okay. If a kid in school found his pen was gone, he might say who.
Who stole my pencil.
Okay, any other word?
Who took? Ripped off.
Ripped off, okay. If it were more valuable or less valuable, would you use a different word?
I don't think so.
Okay. You would say, I forgot about that, but now I
remember.
Okay, and if you can't, you say, well, I
can't remember.
Okay. And if I take a pen, I say I'm going to
write.
Okay, yesterday I
wrote.
And I have
written.
Okay, and if you write somebody a letter, you might say, I expect to get an
answer.
Right, okay. And if you are going to put something on a letter to get it there.
Return address?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, an address.
Yeah, right. And when you do that, you say you're going to what, the letter?
Address the letter.
Okay. And somebody instructed you, you'd say, how to do something that you didn't know before, you'd say he
taught me.
Okay. And if you have, let's say somebody says, when are you going home? And you say, well, right now we're
headed there.
Or if you haven't gone yet, but you have plans to go pretty soon, you might say, we are